Welcome to Senior Power of Maine.
Hi, I'm Lynn McGregor.
And I'm David Neely, and welcome to Senior Power. We are privileged to have on with us our senior senator of the great state of Maine, Senator Susan Collins, and she's going to share with us some new information on Social Security, Medicare Part B, heat assistance, and perhaps a variety of other things. And thank you very much for joining us today, Senator Collins.
Well, thank you, David. I think that your show does such a tremendous service for seniors all over the state. So thank you for that.
Well, and we appreciate your service. I do understand that there has been an increase, I believe, of 5.9% for Social Security recipients coming up soon. And yet, I have to put this out there, and of course you know this, but obviously inflation is by far and away outpacing what that cost of living adjustment is on Social Security. And I believe I'm right when I suggest last time you were on, we were concerned about the money flowing into the Social Security trust account, if we can call it that. And you had made some reference to the fact that we were at some risk as of, let's say, 2033, or at least that's according to the recent article by AARP in their news bulletin, whereby they claim by 2033 we're going to be short of cash in the Social Security retirement fund. So I do understand that needs to be balanced with the cost of living adjustment, but I'd like to have you expand upon that a little bit for our audience today.
Well, you're right, David. The good news is that so the Social Security Administration has announced that seniors who receive Social Security will receive an annual cost of living adjustment of 5.9% next year, and that's the largest increase since 1982. That's going to help boost the average monthly payment by about $92, and I know that that will be welcomed, but the problem is that the inflation we're seeing more than wipes out that increase for many seniors. We've seen gas prices go up $1.25, $1.50 over what they were just a year ago, and I know when I was filling up my tank in Maine just this past weekend, that it reminded me of the bad old days because I was paying a bit close to $3.50 a gallon. And unfortunately, I think that is likely to be sustained. And when I'm in the grocery store, I am stunned by the increases in staples that we all use. I mean, whether we're talking about hamburger or bacon and or fresh fruit and vegetables, it seems like everything has gone sky high. I was talking with a woman in the grocery store who was pointing out all the empty spaces on the shelves as well, and that four rolls of toilet paper, and it was the store brand, was costing her $3.59. So this is creating real hardship. And for many of our seniors, that very welcome cost of living increase, unfortunately, will be wiped out unless we get inflation under control. Inflation's at the highest rate in 30 years. It's about 6%. And that is really worrisome.
You're listening to Senior Power Radio. We're talking with Senator Susan Collins.
Well, Senator, even though, and I want to get some more bad news out of the way first, even though that is a very appreciable cost of living adjustment, and it would have been extremely valuable had inflation not been where it is, but because of inflation and the fact that the Medicare Part B premium is going to go up on folks, I believe from $148.50 to roughly $170, it does eat away at that increase. But you have some good news too in regard to getting some heat assistance for folks here in Maine.
That's right. I've been very concerned that the cost of home heating oil has skyrocketed, and Maine is unusual because we are the most dependent state in the nation on home heating oil to keep warm. Most other states use much more natural gas, but two-thirds approximately of Maine's homes use heating oil. And natural gas has gone way up, but heating oil in particular has soared. And that's why I have worked very hard to get funding for two really important programs. One is the weatherization program that we were able to get additional funding for in the bipartisan infrastructure bill that I was one of 10 senators who drafted. And that, you know, we've got a lot of old housing stock in Maine and a lot of seniors living in homes with uninsulated attics and leaky windows and other uninsulated walls, and it causes a lot of heat to go right out those leaky windows and uninsulated attics. And the weatherization program can provide permanent improvements to make houses tighter, safer, and better insulated. So we've got a substantial increase in the weatherization program and also in the low-income heating assistance program that is available to our lower-income seniors, and that can help offset some of the cost of the rising bills. But, you know, it comes down to the fact that no senior should have to choose between staying warm this winter and putting food on the table or filling that much-needed prescription drug. And that is really a priority for me.
You're listening to Senior Power Radio. We're talking with Senator Susan Collins.
Well, you mentioned prescription drugs, so I want to hop over into medical just for a little bit. Am I right that the Part B Medicare premium will be going up to roughly, what is it, $170?
The Part B will be going up, and it's increasing substantially. It will be approximately the standard monthly Part B premium for next year is going to be about $170, and that's a pretty substantial increase. It is a about a $22 a month increase and the largest increase in Part B premiums in history. I feel like I'm giving all bad news because also the annual deductible for Medicare Part B beneficiaries is also rising. That's going to go from $203 this year for the annual deductible to $233 next year. So you've not only got premiums increasing, but you've got the deductible increasing as well.
So the combination of that would increase for a moderate income senior their costs around $50, and they get about a $92 on average increase in their Social Security check. And, of course, that doesn't include the escalating energy costs, and as you've suggested, that affects costs of just about everything, including our groceries. And it sort of comes back to me, because you know I'm, and I know you are too, a strong advocate for seniors, but as an advocate for seniors here in Maine, it comes back to this from my perspective in that if we had to take any one group of people that are going to be the victims of runaway inflation, escalating health care costs, it's going to be our senior population. And of course, those of us that are older and can still stay in the workplace, boy, they want to. And those that can take some part-time work, they want to. But for a lot of fixed income seniors, they basically don't have a lot of options but to find ways to cut their cost. And in some cases, that could lead to just those choices that you've talked about, whether it's cutting back on their grocery budget, cutting back on the temperature in their home, cutting back on the prescription drugs that they have been prescribed by their doctors. And it seems to me that with all the spending going on in Washington, D.C., and I'm not one that wants to see more spending, but that the seniors really should be more of a priority versus what's been going on, where so many folks who could be eligible to be working were paid fairly substantial amounts of money to not work for a prolonged period.
You're absolutely right. I think our seniors and the other group, I would say some families who are doing caregiving of seniors, are also hard hit. We all know people who have taken their beloved parent or grandparent into their homes and are trying to keep them safe and healthy as possible, and they need help as well. Those caregivers need assistance as well. But you're right, because seniors are essentially this year seeing what otherwise would be a very welcomed increase in Social Security, essentially wiped out by both inflation and increases in the Medicare Part B program, they may end up being worse off, particularly since an awful lot of seniors have a limited pot of savings that they can draw upon. And that's really difficult. We haven't had inflation like this, as I said, in 30 years. And I do believe that it is at least partially attributable to the amount of spending that went on last March, for example, that nearly $2 trillion package that, although it was called the American Rescue Plan and was supposed to be aimed at COVID, it really had a lot of provisions that had nothing to do with fighting the pandemic. Now, I should make clear that I did support and have supported bills in 2020 to help us cope with the pandemic. And I'm also proud of the fact that I put in more flexibility for senior centers and area agencies on aging, so that if they were running congregate luncheon or senior centers where seniors would gather and they couldn't because of the pandemic, they could convert that money and use it to expand Meals on Wheels and bring meals to our seniors.
You're listening to Senior Power Radio. We're talking with Senator Susan Collins.
Well, that's an excellent program. You also recently had an announcement of $130 million in COVID-19 relief for some 300-plus Maine healthcare providers. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
I would indeed. This is so important. I have been talking to healthcare providers throughout the state. They're experiencing worker shortages. They also are experiencing nurses, doctors, and other medical professionals who are really burning out from working so hard with COVID patients and finding their ICU, the units filled up once again. And they've had to, in many cases, limit once again their elective surgeries. So although as one emergency medical physician told me, just because it is called elective doesn't mean you don't need it. And it just means it's not emergency. So that is the bread and butter of a lot of our smaller rural hospitals. So getting this additional funding out was so important. It's also important for our nursing homes and our assisted living facilities, which did not share as much in the earlier allocations. I led a letter with Senator Jean Shaheen of New Hampshire to the Secretary of Health and Human Services, urging Secretary Becerra to disperse this money and not let it get tangled up in the bureaucracy, because otherwise I fear that we're going to see more nursing homes close. We've already seen 4 close, and that means people can't stay in the community where they want to live, and they're further from friends and loved ones. So I think sustaining those nursing homes, our rural hospitals, our larger hospitals. I've been to visit Maine Medical Center recently and went on the COVID ward, appropriately protected, I might add. And boy, they have worked literally night and day for so long, and they are truly exhausted. So it's really important that we provide this support for our healthcare providers, particularly in the more rural areas of Maine.
Well, thank you, Senator Collins, very much for some great information.
Great. Thanks so much, David.
So, David, if I want to listen to last week's episode, where do I go to do that?
All you have to do is go to seniorpower.me. That is seniorpower.me, short for Maine, seniorpower.me, and listen to your favorite episode of Senior Power. And welcome, Gary Crocker.
Morning, dear.
And I don't think anybody's got as many duct tape tips as you do. And I do agree with you that duct tape really is sort of a cure-all for those people, especially like me, that don't have a lot of tools. And I'm not just going to go jump in the car and head over to a hardware store or Home Depot or Lowe's or something, you know, when there's a piece of duct tape that can take care of it for right now.
Oh, he came in with lint all over a sweater he washed, Gary. And I said, well, take duct tape. That'll pull those little lints off. And he said, we got to tell Gary this one. It's another use for duct tape.
It's endless. It's endless.
It is.
You know, I used to have a contest when I used to be on the radio locally here in Central Maine with a fellow named Don Brown. God rest his soul. Don was always good to me, and he invited me on his show quite often. In fact, weekly, I'd go on for a little segment, and we would tell stories. And at the end of that segment, I would always say, well, it's time for the duct tape tip of the week. And somebody, we started a contest, so people would send me, email me tips, duct tape tips, things they had done with duct tape. So those duct tape tips that you saw on my website or you heard on a CD that I had or whatever, they all came from Maine people actually doing it. I mean, it's amazing. One of them, I get a call from a legislator who's a former state trooper, because I was working in the legislature at the time. And this, I get my phone goes off. I pick it up. It's a legislator. What can I help you with? Well, no, I'm helping you. He said, I'm just driving through the rural part of Lincoln, Maine. I stopped him right there. I said, where's the urban part of Lincoln, Maine, anyway? And he had thought for a second, because he was a Lincoln native. That's where he grew up. He said, Beach, you're right. Yeah. Well, I was driving through Lincoln, Maine, and he said, I come upon a car with two fellas fighting on top of it. And I thought, that's odd. Now, I'm not a trooper anymore, but I still curious. I wanted to see what was going on, so I whirled around. And went, I drove back, and it turns out it wasn't two fellas fighting on top of a car. It was one fella who had dragged the deer. He hit the deer with his car. He was dragging a carcass up on top of his hardtop car, and the beauty was, here's where the duct tape comes in. He didn't have any rope, didn't have any twine, didn't have nothing, but he had a huge roll of duct tape in the trunk, which we all should have. That's, if anyone listens to this, if you don't have one now, buy a roll of duct tape, stick it in the trunk of your car. You're going to need it, mister. Anyway, so he pulled up and he got out of his car, and just about then, the fella hopped off the top. The deer was at the top of the car now, stretched right out, all passed away, quiet. And he put all four windows down on that car, and he ran duct tape through the car and up over that deer to hold it in place. Then, of course, he had to get into the car NASCAR style. He had to jump in through the window because he couldn't open the doors anymore. But that duct tape, I understand, held that deer in place all the way back to his house. So there you have it. Just another grand use and timely use of duct tape, America's tool.
David, I still see a lot of Medicare ads that say call an out-of-state 800 number. In fact, they seem to be putting on a big push for them all by December 7th deadline.
Excellent point, Lynn. You know, obviously the national Medicare ads that folks see that almost look like they're official, like they're Medicare. They're red, white, and blue. Many times they show a Medicare card, and you're right, they put that 1-800 number in front of you. Well, the truth is, those are exactly what you called them. They're the national 800 number Medicare ads that, if you look in the very small print, it does say these are non-governmental entities. In fact, they're lead aggregators. They are organizations that basically get the leads for other Medicare health plan companies and or insurance companies that are in the industry. And it's unfortunate that people would call an out-of-state 800 number to get help when help's right here at home. As you know, we are sponsored by the Senior Planning Center. And the Senior Planning Center represents all the major Medicare health plans. But they're local. They're right here in Maine with 6 locations. They also have agents that will come and meet with you. We do free Medicare reviews, and one of the reasons we do is because we know that when we meet with folks, one way or the other, we can take care of them because we do represent all the major Medicare health plans. Now, in regard to the December 7 date, that is an important deadline. The annual enrollment period allows people from October 15 to December 7 to review their plan and make any changes necessary. And it's not that there aren't other times throughout the year with circumstances that you can review your plan. However, this is the big retail season, if you will, right through that deadline of December 7.
Now, Senator Collins mentioned the increases in the cost of Medicare Part B. What are those, and how will that affect people on Medicare?
Well, you know, that's a really good question too, Lynn, because the senator's right. Medicare Part B cost, the premium cost, will go up from $148.50 per month to $170 per month. And that is a significant increase when you also are going to have an increase in other costs with Part B. In fact, all health care costs are going up. It's just another reason for folks to consider a Medicare health plan review. And again, the Senior Planning Center will do a free Medicare review. We represent all major Medicare health plans, and therefore I highly recommend that folks call the local number 207-223-6565. And again, that's 207-223-6565. And talk with a Medicare health professional right here at home in Maine. Help when it matters most.
Medicare is so confusing. I didn't know where to get help, but I wouldn't call a plumber in Arizona to fix my pipes in Maine. So don't call some out-of-state 800 number to navigate Medicare plans when your help is right here at home. The Senior Planning Center represents all Medicare Health and Part D plans. They have trusted professional experts in every county. You should call them for your free Medicare review.
Call 223-6565 today. That's 223-6565.
Well, Lynn, you know, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and you haven't told me yet what you're going to do special for this Christmas on Senior Power Radio.
We're very much looking forward to Christmas weekend, and we're going to have some very special things going on for you then, and we hope you can join us.
I'm dreaming tonight of a place I love even more than I usually do. And although I know it's a long road back, I promise you,
joining us on this episode of Senior Power.